The Asantehene Otumfuo Osaitutu has called for a shift from authoritative to functional leadership in the country to ensure speedy national development. He has also advised the country's leaders, chiefs and those in authority to let the welfare of their people be their prime concern. Otumfuo Osaitutu was speaking at a special church service at the St. Cyprian's Anglican Cathedral in Kumasi yesterday to mark his 62nd birthday. The Asantehene has advised politicians to be humble and truthful in their quest for power, adding that since power emanates from the people, they must refrain from acts likely to create confusion. John Yeboah filed this report.
The Asantehene, decorated in rich kente cloths and gold ornament with the wife Julia by him, said people who wanted to win power through violence would fail. He said there was a need for politicians in the country to protect the people and ensure peace and tranquility before, during and after the December general elections. Otumfuo noted that the status or positional concept of leadership has created the situation where only a few people benefit from socio-economic development programs, while the majority who are in the rural communities are neglected to the background. Otumfuo Osaitutu said since he ascended the Golden Stool 13 years ago, his priority has been to help better the lives of Ashantis and Ghanaians, irrespective of their positions or status in life. He said he will continue to do so by promoting education, health and economic development of his people. The Asantehene gave thanks to God for all that he had been able to do in serving the people and hope God will continue to give him the courage and strength to continue with the good work. The bishop at the Anglican Diocese of Kumasi, Very Reverend Dr. Cyril Ben Smith, who delivered the sermon, advised Ghanaians to practice the virtue of being good to one another in order to receive God's favor and honor. Former President John Ejekun Kufuor and his wife Teresa, former First Lady Nana Kunedu Ajiman Rawlings, the Ashanti Regional Minister Dr. Kweku Ajiman Mensa, and members of the Kumasi Traditional and Asante Man Council graced the occasion.
That report was filed by John Yeboah.